Good morning. A relatively mild start to the day across interior New York and New England as the large storm that brought all the rain and wind to the region yesterday and last night continues to wrap up in southeastern Canada. Most everyone is starting out in the 50s, some places even in the lower 60s, with areas closer to central New York and in the mountains largely in the 40s. Most everyone seeing mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog this morning in the milder air. And as that storm system continues to wrap up, we'll see a wind shift to the west-southwest, and this will begin to usher in cooler air from the Great Lakes. At the same time, leftover moisture will be wrung out in the form of mainly some light and spotty rain showers, and that west-southwest breeze at times will gust over 20 miles per hour, and temperatures will slide back through the 50s and 40s as we head deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon. The storm will weaken to our north and east overnight tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's still the risk of a few spotty light rain or snow showers as temperatures drop back into the lower 30s. The upper level portion of this storm will slide by on Wednesday, keeping it a bit unsettled. Still partly sunny skies, it'll be breezy and cooler, with afternoon highs more seasonable in the lower 40s, with the risk of a couple of passing rain or snow showers. High pressure will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, lower to mid-40s, before a weak disturbance slide by with a few flurries on Friday and highs staying in the 40s. Over the weekend, it'll start out dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 40 before another storm develops. Its exact track still to be determined, but we could see some rain and or snow as we hit the latter stages of Sunday with high temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same deep storm moving across the northeast will continue to bring widespread inclement weather across the upper Ohio Valley and Great Lakes into early tomorrow. Heavy rain and gusty winds are possible across easternmost New England ahead of the surface low, and portions of Maine could see high temperatures prior to the passage of the system's cold front later today. The large circulation of the storm will draw colder air in across the Great Lakes and toward the Ohio Valley, changing the rain into snow in these areas. Accumulating snow is expected to last into much of the day, with heavy snow likely downwind of Lake Erie. The snow is forecast to reach as far south as the higher elevations of the southern Appalachians under a cold and blustery northwest flow in the wake of the storm. Cold air filtering in behind the storm could lead to a frost as far south as southwest Florida as temperatures dip into the mid to upper 30s under light winds by tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees with a south wind at 52, gusting to 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 52, 93% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.42 inches and steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers, early highs in the mid-50s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature, 41. That's 7 degrees above normal. 1.38 inches of rain yesterday, a new record for the last day of November, bringing the total for the month to 3.69 inches, which is 4/10 of an inch above normal, 33.36 inches for the season, which is still 3.06 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month of November, which is 2.8 inches below normal, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is still 1.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 67 set in 1934 and the record low 5 below zero in 1875. Sunrise 7:06 a.m., sunset 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today. Early highs in the 50s, then temperatures dropping through the 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today, early highs in the mid to upper 50s. A few showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today, early highs in the 50s with temperatures dropping through the 40s later this afternoon. A few showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today, early highs in the 50s with temperatures dropping through the 40s during the afternoon. A few showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, cooler, a few rain or snow showers in the lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a few flurries on Friday in the mid-40s, partly sunny on Saturday near 40, mostly cloudy with rain or snow possible on Sunday in the lower 40s, and a few snow showers left over on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.